Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 214 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by deeply recognizing our truth, remembering what we are, and from this place of no seeking, we allow the quote to speak to us. We begin by taking a few deep breaths. Allowing the body to settle into a comfortable position. Allowing the body to relax, noticing where the body holds tension, and allow it to relax. Placing our attention on the body sensations. If the mind wants to wander off onto something else, bring it back, allowing attention to be simply and only on the body sensations. Simply resting, into a relaxed state. A relaxed state of mind. A relaxed state of body. And now move your attention to what thoughts are in awareness. Just recognizing what's there. Not following it or trying to explain it. Simply, without judgment, see what's in awareness. And what mood or emotion what is in awareness right now? Not judging, not wishing it were different, simply noticing. And noticing that you are the awareness of all that. You are not all that. You're simply the awareness of it. Simply be the awareness. allow the mind to remain in the present moment now, as you are aware of all that. Feeling the peacefulness of simply being awareness. Eckhart Tolle writes, "With awareness comes disidentification from thoughts, emotions, and reactions." This is not to be confused with denial. The thoughts, emotions, or reactions are recognized, and in the moment of recognizing, disidentification happens automatically. Your sense of self, of who you are, then undergoes a shift before you were the thoughts, emotions, and reactions. Now you are the awareness, the conscious presence that witnesses these states. You see the thought, one day I will be free of the ego. Who is talking? The ego. To become free of the ego is not really a big job, but a very small one. All you need to do is be aware of your thoughts and emotions as they happen. This is not really a doing, but an alert seeing. In that sense, it is true that there is nothing you can do to become free of the ego. When that shift happens, which is the shift from thinking to awareness, an intelligence far greater than the ego's cleverness begins to operate in your life. Emotions and even thoughts become depersonalized through awareness. Their impersonal nature is recognized. There is no longer a self in them. They are just human emotions, human thoughts. Your entire personal history, which is ultimately no more than a story, a bundle of thoughts and emotions, becomes of secondary importance and no longer occupies the forefront of your consciousness. It no longer forms the basis for your sense of identity. You are the light of presence, the awareness that is prior to and deeper than any thoughts and emotions. experience this for yourself as we sit here in awareness of the present moment. Notice the thoughts and emotions that come into your awareness. Have been depersonalized. Their impersonal nature is recognized. simply remain here in this peaceful state of awareness, empty of all personal identity, simply being the awareness of what's showing up. Simply being peaceful. if the mind has taken you into a story, simply return back to the present moment now, recognizing that you are the awareness of now. Without judgments or further comments, simply be present right now in this moment. Simply being awareness. Recognizing that what comes into awareness are simply just human emotions, human thoughts. They're not you. They're not your identity. You have no identity. You are simply the awareness of all that. Set your small desires aside. Those personal desires that tell you what you want to see, how you want to be, and what you want to have. These desires, although they may seem honorable or highly coveted by the self, are blocks to the truth of the heart. If you can see that small desires keep true and permanent happiness away from you, you will relinquish small desires. It isn't the desires that you desire the most. It is the happiness that you desire. And to you, small desires are the means to happiness. Given from our Holy Spirit. Set your small desires aside, those personal desires that tell you what you want to see, how you want to be, and what you want to have. These desires, although they may seem honorable or highly coveted by the self, are blocks to the truth of the heart. If you can see that small desires keep true and permanent happiness away from you, you will relinquish small desires. It isn't the desires that you desire the most. It is the happiness that you desire, and to you, small desires are the means to happiness. Set your small desires aside, those personal desires that tell you what you want to see, how you want to be, and what you want to have. These desires, although they may seem honorable or highly coveted by the self, are blocks to the truth of the heart. If you can see that small desires keep true and permanent happiness away from you, you will relinquish small desires. It isn't the desires that you desire the most. It is the happiness that you desire. And to use small desires are the means to happiness. Set your small desires aside, those personal desires that tell you what you want to see, how you want to be, and what you want to have. These desires, although they may seem honorable or highly coveted by the self, these desires are blocks to the truth of the heart. If you can see that small desires keep true and permanent happiness away from you, you will relinquish small desires. It isn't the desires that you desire the most. It is the happiness that you desire. And to you, small desires are the means to happiness. Thank you for joining for quote 214 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.